I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Education Report. We continue our series for students in other countries who want to study in the United States. Last week, we talked about the University of Southern California. Students at USC get to experience life in America's second-largest city, Los Angeles, on the West Coast. This week, we discuss another school with a large number of foreign students. It is all the way across the country in New York City. New York University has 48,000 students. More than 4,000 of them are from outside the United States. NYU offers many different programs of study. Also, students get to experience life in America's largest city. In fact, Gail Senish tells us that NYU is the coolest school in the United States. Her opinion may have something to do with her job. She is director of the International Student Office at NYU. The foreign students at New York University come from more than 140 countries. Most are from South Korea, India, Canada, China, and Japan. Foreign students are studying in all 14 schools within the university. These include arts and sciences, law, business, and education. More than 3,000 of the foreign students are in graduate and professional schools. About 800 are undergraduates. The cost of attending New York University for 1 year is about $50,000 for undergraduates. That includes housing and health insurance. The cost for graduate students is different in each of the schools. Bachelor's degree students at NYU can borrow money from financial institutions to help pay for their studies. Foreign students in graduate school at NYU can get teaching or research jobs at the university. They can also get loans from financial institutions or the university. Gail Senish says limits on university loans have increased this year. NYU also offers English language training at its American Language Institute. Internet users can learn all about New York University at nyu.edu. Our foreign student series continues next week. Our reports are all online at voaspecialenglish.com. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy